Russia batters Ukraine's power grid with hundreds of drones amid US-led peace talks. By Breitbart London on January 20, 2026. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia bombarded Ukraine with more than 300 drones and ballistic and cruise missiles in its latest nighttime attack on the Ukrainian power grid, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday. As Moscow gives no public sign that it's willing to end the invasion of its neighbor anytime soon. The attack knocked out heating to more than 5,600 apartment buildings in the capital, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said. Nearly 80% of the affected buildings had recently had their heating supply restored after a major Russian barrage on January 9 that plunged thousands of people into a days-long blackout, he said. Ukraine is enduring one of its coldest winters for years, with temperatures in Kyiv falling to minus 20 C, minus 4 F. At the same time, Russia has escalated its aerial attacks on the electricity supply, aiming to deny Ukrainians heat and running water and wear down their resistance almost 4 years after Moscow launched its full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials are trying to keep up the momentum of US-led peace talks. A Ukrainian negotiating team arrived in the United States on Saturday. Their main task was to convey how the relentless Russian strikes are undermining diplomacy, according to Zelensky. The Ukrainian leader said last week that the delegation would also try to finalize with U.S. officials documents for a proposed peace settlement that relate to post-war security guarantees and economic recovery. If American officials approve the proposals, the U.S. and Ukraine could sign the documents at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, this week, he said. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Tuesday that presidential envoy Kirill Dmitrov plans to meet with some American representatives at Davos. He refused to name the officials Dmitrov would meet with, but media reports said they would include U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha said his country needs urgent assistance and additional sanctions on Russia to make Moscow change course. Russian President Vladimir Putin's barbaric strike this morning is a wake-up call to world leaders gathering in Davos, Sybiha said on X. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said that he was outraged by the repeated large-scale attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, which especially affect children, older people and those with disabilities. The strikes can only be described as cruel, he said in Geneva. They must stop. Targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure is a clear breach of the rules of warfare. Several electrical substations providing power vital for nuclear safety in Ukraine were affected, said Rafael Mariano Grossi, Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Ukraine's Air Force Command said that 27 missiles and 315 drones were shot down or jammed, while 5 missiles and 24 drones hit 11 locations. The Russian Defense Ministry claimed that its forces targeted Ukrainian military and industrial installations as well as energy and transport infrastructure used by the Ukrainian armed forces. The constant attacks have stretched Ukraine's air defenses and, according to Zelensky, some systems recently ran out of ammunition before a new shipment arrived. The fight is also expensive. The air defense ammunition that Ukraine used against the Russian missiles overnight cost about 80 million euros, $93 million, Zelensky said. Ukrainian air defenses are adopting a new approach, with the appointment of a new deputy air force commander, Pavlo Yeliizarov, according to Zelensky. This system will be transformed, he said late Monday, without providing details. Ukraine relies on sophisticated air defense systems produced by Western countries, especially the U.S., to thwart Russia's missile and drone attacks. Follow Kurt Sindulka on X, follow @KurtSindulka or email to ksindulka@breitbart.com.